Unit 4, Part 1. Susan is listening to a radio program. You now have 50 seconds to study questions 1 to 10. Now listen to the radio program. The radio program will be played 2 times. The radio program will begin now.
Hello, welcome to Story Talk. I'm Shirley Lamb. Today our guest speaker is Pinocchio, one of my favourite story characters. Welcome, Pinocchio.
Hello, Shirley.
You now have 8 seconds to answer question 1.
Pinocchio, where did you come from?
A very kind, lonely old man named Geppetto made me from a piece of wood.
What was special about this piece of wood?
It was magic. It could talk.
Really?
Yes. Geppetto's friend Antonio found the piece of wood and wanted to make a table leg with it. When he tried to cut the wood, it started to talk.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 2 and 3.
How interesting!
Antonio was scared, so he gave the piece of wood to Geppetto.
Then after Geppetto made you, what happened?
I took Geppetto's hair and put it on my head. Then I laughed and danced happily.
I'm sure he wasn't happy.
He was angry. He told me to stop, but I didn't. He called me a wicked little boy, but I was excited. I could walk and talk. I felt as free as a bird, and I went anywhere I liked.
You now have 20 seconds to answer questions 4 to 6.
Then you got hurt.
Yes. I didn't listen to anyone. I danced in the street. I climbed trees. Then at night, I slept too close to the fire and it burnt my feet. Geppetto needed to make new feet for me.
You now have 8 seconds to answer question 7.
Geppetto was nice.
Yes, he was. When I wanted to go to school, Geppetto sold his coat to buy books for me.
Then you got into trouble again.
Yes. On my way to school, I saw a puppet show. It looked fun, so I sold my books to buy a ticket. I danced with the other puppets, but the cruel puppet master was angry. He wanted to put me in a fire.
Oh, poor Pinocchio. All right, now we'll have a break. Then we'll hear another story about Pinocchio inside a big fish.
You now have 20 seconds to answer questions 8 to 10. Listen to the radio program again and check your answers. The radio program will begin now.
Hello, welcome to Story Talk. I'm Shirley Lamb. Today our guest speaker is Pinocchio, one of my favourite story characters. Welcome, Pinocchio.
Hello, Shirley.
Pinocchio, where did you come from?
A very kind, lonely old man named Geppetto made me from a piece of wood.
What was special about this piece of wood?
It was magic. It could talk.
Really?
Yes. Geppetto's friend Antonio found the piece of wood and wanted to make a table leg with it. When he tried to cut the wood, it started to talk.
How interesting.
Antonio was scared, so he gave the piece of wood to Geppetto.
Then after Geppetto made you, what happened?
I took Geppetto's hair and put it on my head. Then I laughed and danced happily.
I'm sure he wasn't happy.
He was angry. He told me to stop, but I didn't. He called me a wicked little boy, but I was excited. I could walk and talk. I felt as free as a bird, and I went anywhere I liked.
Then you got hurt.
Yes. I didn't listen to anyone. I danced in the street. I climbed trees. Then at night, I slept too close to the fire, and it burnt my feet. Geppetto needed to make new feet for me.
Geppetto was nice.
Yes, he was. When I wanted to go to school, Geppetto sold his coat to buy books for me.
Then you got into trouble again.
Yes. On my way to school, I saw a puppet show. It looked fun, so I sold my books to buy a ticket. I danced with the other puppets, but the cruel puppet master was angry. He wanted to put me in a fire.
Oh, poor Pinocchio. All right, now we'll have a break. Then we'll hear another story about Pinocchio inside a big fish.
This is the end of Unit 4, Part 1.